listening to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, our film contributor Dan Hudak gives us his Oscar picks. Chef Norman Van Aken cooks up a word on food, and our Miami-Dade arts calendar features Deborah Margol. Now, we catch up with Jadwiga Givet, the executive director of the Chopin Foundation of the U.S. Many excellent concerts are coming up in the next few months. Here's Charles Greenfield with the details.
Becoming a piano phenomenon worldwide takes not only extraordinary talent, but an ability to navigate very treacherous competitive shoals. Young, talented pianists face an obstacle course of traps, frustration, illusory hope, and apathy in their artistic journey. For one thing, it's nearly prohibitive to rent an auditorium and gain sufficient public notice. And without critical support and reviews, how does one maintain momentum? Then there's self-promotion. You can record and try to distribute CDs of your playing or create a blog with musical excerpts of your repertoire, a few rough-edged YouTube videos, and a cheery-looking professional photo rather than an internet selfie. But such amateur self-advertising is ultimately self-limiting. So the traditional approach through international competitions remains essential. Emerging young pianists must enter and win crucial piano competitions to fill a void where competition on the music of Chopin locally and nationally was unavailable. Blanka Rosenstiel, president of the American Institute of Polish Culture, in 1975, along with the University of Miami School of Music, initiated the first American national Chopin piano competition held every 5 years. Five finalists automatically attend the International Chopin Competition in Warsaw for live auditions in the spring and final competition in the fall. The next national competition will be held in Miami in 2015. South Florida's Chopin Foundation of the United States has produced winners like Kevin Kenner, who won the top prize in 1990, and Gabriela Montero, the bronze medal winner in 1995 in Warsaw. The 2005 National Chopin winner was Meiting Sun, who was called a miracle of lightness, speed, and precision by the Boston Globe. And American Rachel Kudo, also in 2005, was the only American to reach the finals in Warsaw. Recently, I had the chance to talk to the executive director of the Chopin Foundation of the United States, Jadwiga Viga Givert. We discuss the upcoming season and its young pianists. Viga, welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat.
Always a pleasure, Charles.
The next Chopin competition from the Chopin Foundation is not until 2015. Tell us briefly about the steps nationally and then ultimately in Warsaw, Poland.
Our national and international Chopin competition is held every 5 years. So the next one is coming in 2015. But in November of this year, we already have a cut down for the applications. And when we get applications from all over the country, only American pianists, then we will select the best who will be invited to come to Miami to perform from February 21st to March 1st, 2015 at the Manuel Artime Theater, 900 Southeast 1st Street.
Near downtown Miami.
It's near downtown.
Okay. Now, it's all about Frédéric Chopin. What is this great man to you?
Being Polish, of course, I adore Chopin. Chopin is the biggest Polish composer, and this is our mission, to promote Chopin's music in this country and encourage young American pianists to perfect the performance of Chopin's music.
Now, there are several young pianists performing in the next 2 months, starting with Adam Alexander, of Polish descent, I believe.
Yes.
And then also Margarita Shevchenko.
Shevchenko.
Tell us
about Russian.
Of Russian, yes. And tell us a little bit about these two young players.
The big anniversary actually is coming. This is the Chopin's birthday anniversary, which comes on March 1st. But we are starting on February 23rd with Adam Alexander, who performs at the Rosenstiel School of Marine Science on Key Biscayne. Then on March 9th, Margarita Shevchenko ends the celebrations again with the Chopin's program, and she will be performing at the Community Center of Key Biscayne. But the most important concert and celebration of Chopin's birthday comes on March 1st, and this is the day of his birthday, and Sergei Babayan with Amernet String Quartet will be performing again at the Manuel Artemez Theater close to downtown Miami.
And we'll talk about that really wonderful concert coming up. Now, your annual collaboration with Southern Wine and Spirits of America's Chopin for All free concert series picks up the 15th and 16th of March with Korean pianist Ji Young Moon.
Yes, Ji Young Moon is the winner of the Paderewski competition of last year, and she comes to us as an exchange winner. Our winner goes to Poland, and this is a wonderful cooperation. She is a great pianist.
Do you know what her program will be?
She plays Chopin, of course. Paderewski is the winner of the Paderewski competition, and Liszt.
And Liszt. Now, the Southern Wine and Spirits Free Chopin Series concludes May 17th and 18th with the young 17-year-old Mika McLaurin.
McLaurin, yes.
And that's preceded on the 12th and 13th of April with the young preselected local talent.
It's once a year we have this program for young local talent, and this year it will be in April. We already have an excellent group of young pianists. Soon the auditions will be held and they will be ready for the concert.
And this young 17-year-old Mika?
Mika is a rising star and we have a big hope for him. We also hope that he will come to our competition next year.
Now, to end your Chopin Salon concert series on March 30th, you're presenting Sean Shen, the winner of the 2013 American Pianist Association's Fellowship, that's $50,000, and the 2013 Van Cliburn Bronze Medalist at the Lagoras Country Club in Miami Beach.
Yes, yes. Sean Shen is a big name right now. He is a hot artist. We are lucky that we were able to get him, and he will perform on March 30th at Lagoras Country Club in our series of Chopin Salon concerts, and this is a wonderful event.
Most importantly, now we're going to come back to the big concert of this season. You're gaining a new venue for the 2015 National Chopin Piano Competition at the Manuel Artemez Theater, 900 Southwest 1st Street near downtown Miami. The theater apparently has 830 seats and a fine stage. We have a wonderful pianist on the 1st of March. Tell us all about this exciting bit of news.
Manuel Artemez Theater is a hidden jewel in Miami. It's a beautiful theater, as you said, for 830 seats with excellent stage, with excellent acoustics, and everyone will love it. We invited the wonderful pianist Sergei Babayan, who will give a benefit concert for us, and he will be joined with Amernet String Quartet, our own Miami group, for Dvorak Piano Quintet, and otherwise he will be playing solo Chopin pieces.
And the program, do we have some idea of what they'll
Dvorak
be playing?
Dvorak Piano Quintet with Amernet String Quartet for the first half of the concert, and in the second it will be Chopin only.
Chopin
solo
only.
Piano.
So Liszt
by
is
Sergei.
Liszt is not allowed in.
No, this is the Chopin's
just
birthday.
Of course.
Sergei is one of the most renowned pianists of this moment. Lately, he made a big splash with Marta Argerich playing together his transcription, Prokofiev, of Romeo and Juliet. And he is very busy person, but he owed me a concert that he promised long time ago, and this was just a perfect opportunity to invite him here and to ask for a benefit concert.
And finally, Viga, give our listeners a description and the schedule for your membership concerts and collaborative events for next season.
And next season is very important for us because of the National Chopin Piano Competition. It will be held at the end of February at the Manuel Artime Theater. And because of that, we had to cut a number of performances. But we will start in October, and November will be another concert in both series, Free to the Public series and the Chopin Salon.
And people can get more information at chopin.org or call 305-868-0624.
Chopin.org, it's so easy.
Viga, thank you for participating on South Florida Arts Beat.
My pleasure.
The Chopin Foundation of the United States has brought young pianists to South Florida for over three decades. It provides scholarships and opportunities to give real sustenance to young careers through both national and international competition. This season's remaining concerts will be presented Saturdays at 3 p.m. at the Broward County Main Library at 100 South Andrews Avenue, Fort Lauderdale, and Sundays at 3 p.m. at Granada Presbyterian Church, 950 University Drive, Coral Gables. Membership concerts are at Ligoris Country Club on Miami Beach. For ticket information, call 305-868-0624 or visit chopin.org. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Charles Greenfield.
Charles Greenfield is a classical music contributor for the Sun Sentinel and has written for the Miami Herald. You can email him at cdgpm@bellsouth.net. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat continues in just a moment.